This is the NY1US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, NY. This is the NY1US All-Star Node. This is the NY1US All-Star Node.
KB3YRH Mobile.
KB3YRH, WD2KAO, how you doing,
Assassin
on the mic?
Oh, hey, Tim. Not too bad. Just taking my lunch break here. Cruising over to Lowe's, I gotta pick up some S compression connectors for some RG6 coax cable. I'm trying to hook up a antenna for our camping trip this weekend. This is not a ham antenna, this is a television. I wanna try to get the World Cup at for the USA on Friday. So, yeah, just doing that on lunch. How about today? Got anything good going on?
Nah, I just washed a couple rugs and a couple doggy pads and whatever. I gotta bring them up, to Cheryl. I was just down here trying to get a hold of Joe LaMonaco at Wham. I've been listening to, I always listen to the Wham morning news a little bit before I get up, and I noticed there's an ad running for some sort of a party at the ESL ballpark, but they say it's on Saturday, July 12th. Well, Saturday is actually July 11th, so this begs the question, is party on Saturday or is it on Sunday? So they need to re-record that ad and get the date right.
You are keeping them on their toes, as they should be, right? You gotta get those dates right. It's important. But yeah, hopefully that gets straightened out. I noticed you're going to a couple games. That's exciting. I bought some tickets for, I think, the 4th of July game, and a buddy of mine bought some tickets. Maybe also in July, so looking forward to catching a couple games while they're in first place. As you say, nothing get them in their seat. Like, the record and the weather, so that'll be fun. I hope, I think your game is tomorrow, maybe you were going, so hopefully it'll be a good one for you. Maybe rain will hold off for you.
Well, I hope so. Yeah, it's a matinee, 105, go down with Danny McHugh, and then I'm going to take Billy down, WDHAPX. His birthday's not till the 28th, but I'm going to take him down. He likes the fireworks. So we'll go down Friday and have some dinner. I'll buy everything for him for his birthday. He always takes me out for my birthday. So we'll do that. Yeah, I've got tickets for Camp Day, July 29th, which is a Wednesday. That's at 11:05 where they'll have all the kids from all the day camps and whatever. So that's always a lot of fun. I'll cash in my rain checks tomorrow from the home opener. Did I tell you I had my 5 seconds of fame? I'm not sure what media outlet had a picture of my friend Bobby and I sitting in the seats and I'm holding an umbrella.
Oh, no, that's nice. That's always cool when that kind of thing happens. My son would be pretty envious of that. He's only 10 and we go to the Hammer games and they got the kids jumping up and down and during the break and they do pan the cameras around, and I just think for the last few times we were there that we were on the wrong side. The cameras are typically on one side, but he can never get out there. But he's always trying. He's doing the best as he can, so hopefully he'll get there someday. But yeah, that's really cool.
You know, I wonder what the Amherst are going to do. Andrew, and there's no question that they were grooming him because Don Stevens is retiring, and they were grooming him, and he did most of the road games, and he stepped away. So I haven't heard what the Amherst are going to do as far as hiring somebody to do their radio play-by-play, and also I think they run that same audio for the video over on Flow Hockey.
So they do a regular audio coverage on some radio channel, I'm guessing. I haven't heard that. I know occasionally they'll have some games on television, but I think that's mostly on cable, which I don't do that. I only stream through playing in something like ESPN. But it'd be good to know if they were on radio. That makes it in there sometimes, KB3YRH.
Well, it's to be determined. They have been, for the longest time, they were on Odyssey. They were on 950 AM or 95.7 The Fan, and the Sabres were on WCMF. But Pagula Sports has brought the production in-house, and we don't know yet who the Rochester affiliate is going to be. They signed a deal with Cumulus Cumulus, and they're on 97 Rock, WGRF 96.9 in Buffalo, and on 1260 AM, the Score, the old WNDR in Syracuse. But they have not yet announced who the Rochester affiliate, radio affiliate, is going to be for the Bills and the Sabres and the Amherst.
Oh, very interesting. I was going to ask you if that goes the same for the Bills, because I know they do their game, or used to do the games on CMS as well, so it's always convenient if I'm out and about to be able to put that on and catch them at the game. So, yeah, I guess we'll have to wait and see, but hopefully someone will pick them up so we can get that coverage.
I've been chatting with Dave and with Norm about it quite a bit. Cumulus stations stream over on iHeart, so we're kind of thinking that 95.1 FM would be a good fit for the Bills and the Sabres. We'll have to see. They got a big signal off of Baker Hill, which is the highest point in Monroe County, and they do have a big signal. But we'll just have to see. I'm surprised, actually, because we're not really that far from preseason games. And I realize, you know, that they'll be at St. John Fisher University in the middle around the 20th of July, or this and that. But I would have thought that this would have been announced by now, actually. And Sal Capaccio will not be on the sidelines. He was an employee of Odyssey, but Steve Tasker will be on the sidelines, and Chris Brown and Eric Wood will still be working together, but Steve Tasker is going to be on the sidelines.
Okay. So you said they're taking this in-house. Does this have anything to do with the fact that the Bills are in a new stadium, or maybe that's unrelated? Does it have to do with the Sabres as well? I guess I'm kind of curious if maybe would route on the change here.
I'm not totally clear, but I think that a lot of people have told Jerry Pegula that they can produce, you know, they can produce their own stuff, you know, One Bills Live, this and that, that and this, the game productions, and then sell it to Cumulus or sell it to, we don't have any Cumulus affiliates here. This is going to be very, very interesting. But I think that Terry's then sold on the fact that they can make, you know, this is a cost-cutting move, and they can do this and do a good job on it, and then sell it to in Buffalo, sell it to the affiliate, and it's going to be very, very interesting to see what happens here.
He is a businessman. I guess you don't get to be a billionaire without making those correct decisions. I know he got taxpayer funded a new stadium without the roof, and he's got $100 million yet, so he knows what he's doing, and hopefully he worked out that we can enjoy some of the game in your broadcast as well.
There's far too much support. There's lots and lots of interest in Bills in Rochester for them not to have a very dominant radio affiliate here. There's no question in my mind that there will be a Rochester affiliate for the Bills and the Sabres and the Amherst. I'm just not sure who it's going to be. The Sabres had, the Bills, I should say, had been on 96.9 over in Buffalo for many years ago. And then, of course, they've been on WGR over there. WGR, which is an Odyssey station, and of course we had CMF, as you mentioned, and 950 and 95.7 and whatever. But like I say, Mike, there's never three outs on the bottom of the ninth in life anymore. The ball game is never over.
Yeah, I like that. All right, well, hey, thanks for that info and the chat. I'm rolling into Lowe's here. I just saw an accident right outside Lowe's here in Webster. Some car went right into the woods. I got the fire truck and ambulance, everything over here, but didn't cut a road, though. I'm going to go in here, see if I can find my connectors and pick up some of the cable for our weekend camping trip out to Darien Lake. Oh, yeah, one last thing. Are you doing the, you guys going to do the train tomorrow? I thought I heard something earlier about going out to Fairport.
There is rail fanning in Fairport at 11:30 tomorrow. I will be at an all game at the matinee, but yes, that has been posted, and rail fanning at the platform, Lithbridge Lane, tomorrow at 11:30.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'd like to get over there sometime. As you know, that I'm right in Fairport, so that'd be convenient for me, but Anyway, enjoy your game tomorrow, and I said Friday, and go Red Wing. WKAO-83YRH, and I'll be 73, and have a nice day, thanks.
Yeah, you should be able to see the Fox affiliate over the air from Buffalo or Rochester. Probably be able to see them both from out there, and you'll be all good. Enjoy B2KAO. Always a pleasure, Mike. Hopefully we'll catch you tonight on the net.
But yeah, I'll see you tonight on the net.
This is the NY1 US All-Star Node.